right, welcome back to it here on a Wednesday. Good to have you along for the conversation. You know, it's to me, it is remarkable. This governor thinks she can just do whatever she wants, whenever she wants, to whomever she wants. Doesn't have to ask. No parlay, no permission, no anything. Just whatever. And threatening now Enbridge and saying, if you don't shut down Line 5 by midnight tonight, we're going to take your profits as well. Well, the problem is Michigan relies heavily on propane. Several states are connected to Line 5. I mean, you've got a dozen different refineries taking oil out of Line 5, supplying, you know, our region. Look what's happening on the East Coast. Virginia, state of emergency. North Carolina, state of emergency. Why? Because one pipeline has shut down for 5 days. If you shut down Line 5 in Michigan, what's going on in Virginia and North Carolina and Maryland and South Carolina? We'll have it right here. Bo LaFave joining me now. He's a state representative in the UP. Bo, welcome back to the program.
Such a pleasure. Thank you.
So, I mean, this governor thinks she can do whatever she wants, whenever she wants, to whomever she wants. I mean, she's honestly now saying, if you don't shut down Enbridge, I'm going to seize your profits. I mean, she's making these bizarre threats. And you know what I said today? Why don't you shut down Line 5 for a week? See how well that does in polling. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, it would be a polling disaster. And for the people of the Upper Peninsula, it'd be a real humanitarian crisis. We get 65% of our propane from Line 5, and Northern Michigan gets about the same amount. I know you're not using much propane right now, but if this were to happen in the winter, people would freeze to death.
Well, it's not just that. It's the oil to a dozen refineries throughout the region. It affects Ontario, Wisconsin, Ohio, Michigan, obviously. I mean, how would the governor be able to sneak off and have secret trips to Florida if there was no aviation fuel available?
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, this is just integral to our entire way of life. And I understand that there's a lot of people that would love to go carbon neutral or to get rid of all fossil fuels. And that's a laudable goal, but that's not happening anytime soon. And we need to respect the reality that people will freeze to death. The governor won't be able to go to her Florida getaways. We're not going to have 2,100 semi-trucks of oil going through all of Michigan per day. That's not going to happen, but that's what you'd need if you shut down Line 5.
If you haven't noticed, Bo, and I'm sure you have because I have, more than 1,000 gas stations from Virginia down through the Carolinas, into Georgia and Tennessee. No gas today. You know why? They don't have enough tanker trucks for that sort of a situation. They just don't exist. So this idea that somewhere there's a field of endless tanker trucks to, you know, fulfill the demands of the governor of Michigan is it's foolish. You don't have the trucks. You don't have the drivers. We had a guy on the program last week begging for tank truck drivers, paying $14,000 a week to owner-operators. What do you think that would do to the cost of propane in Michigan?
Well, not only would it triple or quadruple the cost of propane, up in the UP, propane costs are pretty reasonable, actually. You're looking at $1.20 right now. You'd be looking at $6, $8 a gallon. People just can't afford that. And as you said, where are we going to find these truck drivers? People are already getting paid more by the Biden administration to stay home and do nothing. That nobody's taking the open jobs now. There's not enough truck drivers. There's not enough trucks. And why do we want four semi-trucks a mile for 600 miles every single day on our roadways when we have a perfectly beautiful pipeline that's been working for over 50 years, almost 70 years, has never leaked an ounce of oil into the Straits of Mackinac? The worst possible case scenario is that it gets hit with an anchor. They identify that. 6 months later, it got hit with an anchor and didn't spill an ounce.
It was over-engineered. You're exactly right. The pipeline is so thick-walled, and the way that it was designed and built, it was completely over-engineered. They've never had an issue with it. Of course, Enbridge didn't build it. A company did long before they bought the pipeline. But this idea, I mean, it's already in court. Governor so? Is this governor so enamored with this idea, or so frightened by her polling numbers collapsing, which they appear to be doing, that she'll do anything to distract from what's really going on?
Well, here's the trouble for the governor on the legal front. During the Carter administration, with the oil embargo, we signed a treaty that was ratified by the U.S. Senate with Canada. And it says if we threaten their oil supply or transmission, or if they threaten ours, we have to go to mediation and get it, you know, remedied. We just can't do that. The governor's in direct violation of an international treaty. She's a violation of federal law. Frankly, she needs to go back to law school and do, you know, do better, because this isn't how you do things. And frankly, it's not how you treat your neighbors. It's not how you treat Canada, who's frankly has lots of guns and they have lots of people, and we don't need to make them mad for no reason. But it's not how you treat Ohio. It's not how you treat Wisconsin. It's unethical to our neighbors. And yes, her base is like grabbing a lion by the ears. It can last for a little while, but you can't continue to try to shut down Line 5, and you can't actually let go of the lion's ears, because the minute you do, you get bit.
Bo LaFave here, state representative from Iron Mountain, representing District 108. For those of you keeping score at home, it's 108. Hey, by the way, Bo, I got a question for you here. I see that coming up at 11 o'clock here locally, the Michigan Republican Party is going to expose, they say, new details on the governor's secret trip to Florida. What do you know about that?
So I don't know much about it.
Tell me. It's all right.
I don't know this one, but I want to know who paid for that flight. Who paid? It looks like it's about $40,000. Was it campaign money? Because that's a crime. She can't do that. It could have been one of her secret 501c whatever funds or 527 accounts. But that would be illegal because she didn't do any governing there. Or did she go down there not to go see her dad? And what is it, actually a politically connected fundraiser?
Let me ask you something, Bo, before we go here. As a politician, don't you have to make quarterly reports on fundraising and so forth?
Just about, yeah. Sometimes it's much more often than that, and then sometimes you get about a six-month break.
But here's my point. The first quarter of 2021 ended at the end of March. She went to Florida early March, the 12th to the 15th. So if it was a campaign contribution in kind, that would have to have been reported in her first quarter fundraising activities. And I'm pretty sure the governor doesn't get a six-month break from reporting, because she's a big fundraiser, at least historically she has been. So either that flight was an in-kind contribution, or it was income, which you'd have to pay income on, or she would have had to have paid the fair market value of the flight, or. Anyhow, we'll find out more today, maybe. Representative LaFave, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Greatly appreciate it. That's Bo LaFave, everybody. District 108, Iron Mountain, Michigan. Beautiful part of the country, by the way. You'd love it. Coming up, Ron Rademacher will be here. And then in the next couple of days, Mike Lindell will be on the program with me. We'll tell you more after we put that together. But Mike Lindell's going to join me. That'll be fun. So quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. You can also always drop me a note and tell me what's on your mind. stevegruber.com.
Feitner Boat Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From boat lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems, visit Feitner Boat Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOATLIFT.com.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com. Pepper.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease or know someone who does, every day can be a challenge. But the Scleroderma Foundation Michigan chapter is working to make life easier for patients by providing support throughout the state. Each month, we host support groups in a variety of locations around Michigan that give patients the opportunity to share their feelings, express their concerns, and receive encouragement from community members. We also host virtual support groups for patients. Hand in hand, we can handle scleroderma. Learn more at scleroderma.org/Michigan.